In the 1990s, fitness guru Susan Powder rose to fame with her sassy late-night TV infomercials, short-cut platinum hair, and her catchphrase, "Stop the insanity!" Do you remember Stop the Insanity? Well, the insanity never stopped.
For the last 50 years, corporations have been making a lot of money by waging war on our bodies, stressing us out, forcing bad food and bad lifestyles on us, resulting in good people feeling out of shape, sad, and broken.
Let's grow big together.
A podcast that's like your very own broken beer bottle in the bar fight for your life.
In this series, we're taking a look at the passion for muscle, adventures in bodybuilding, muscle gods, muscle worship, and practical advice to put on the gains.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
And I'm Mark Fillion. Today, fitness guru and 90s talk show queen Susan Powder joins us to look at why there is still so much money to be made in keeping people sick.
Susan fills us in on her adventures after being a TV fitness icon and making right-wing haters in Texas drop their jaws over her outrageous passion for muscle and fitness. Please enjoy this classic podcast episode. Hello, is this Susan Powder?
My God, it just rang like this crazy three-time fabulous ring. It is.
Hi, Susan, it's Mark.
And this is Fausto Fernos from Feast of Fun.
Okay, now how I need to know who I'm talking to.
I have the deep voice. I'm Mark.
And I'm Fausto, and I have the higher, more feminine voice.
Okay, and spell your name.
So Fausto is F as in Frank, A-U, S as in Sam, T-O.
And Mark is M-A-R-C. It's the gay spelling.
Okay, and wait, do you, so gay, do you, what ethnicity are you? It's an unusual name.
Mark is actually in a French,
yes, French-Canadian.
No, I'm from Puerto Rico. I'm from, born in San Juan.
My next question was, are you guys in Puerto Rico?
No, we're in Chicago.
That is so fabulous. So is Puerto Rico. No, I had three questions. Who the hell am I talking to? Which one's which? And are you in Puerto Rico?
Why did you think Puerto Rico?
Because I keep seeing Puerto Rico on the shit I look up.
Ah.
Oh, because my biography says I'm a Puerto Rican person.
I said, yes. Do you know that one of the few things that I wasn't was a Puerto Rican woman. If I had been Puerto Rican, I would have been illegal.
Susan, I wish stopping the insanity were as easy as just to declare it or to ask people to do it, but it isn't, is it?
Listen to me.
I'm exasperated.
Okay, first of all, if you're talking about the human race, you're lucky to be alive because they're horrors for the most part. So exasperation is, it's a terrible time. Meaning people are throwing themselves at the altar of like completely gross. It's real. I mean, toxic and poisoned and millions of people disconnected. It is affecting it's affecting culturally. I mean, when you build a culture based on disease, it's not good. So it is very frustrating. However, it is as easy as understanding what it means to stop the insanity. And when I said insanity 150 years ago, people, I was not, what insanity would you like to talk about?
Well, what do you mean by building a culture based on disease?
We have the smartest people I know. The all-American lifestyle is not working for millions of people. Now it's not working for billions of people because the all-American lifestyle has penetrated cultures that didn't even have like obesity. They didn't have any of that. Breast cancer, they had a heart disease. Okay. So when you have a lifestyle that is not working for its citizens, then you have to look at how's that possible? Well, when you look at the profit before people mentality that isn't new, I mean, what drives me nuts, listen, if you think you're going crazy, what drives me nuts is everyone's acting like any of this is new. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the last 100 years, corporate American industrialization has done more damage than any evolutionary process ever. And China's not exactly recycling, and neither is India. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's recycling. Everybody's consuming. It's a consumer culture.
And in many ways, we're still just working for the company store anymore.
Well, it's beyond. We never were, honey. That's what really makes me ballistic. We never were. I mean, the fast food boys locked in 70 years ago. The liquid candy boys have been funding our kids' education for 30 goddamn years. Can I cuss here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because yes, I have to. And I just, it's either a warning to you to get a bleep, whatever going on. It's sheer ignorance. I have a 30-year-old child. My midwife was almost arrested for attending my birth 30 years ago in Texas, people. We've been talking about this stuff for so long, and now it's like all the rage because it's broken down to one word, green. So nobody's recycling. Nobody's doing anything. What's happening is a war zone. It doesn't matter, a war zone, whether it is a war on the demineralization of soil, it is demineralized. It isn't being. There isn't one square footage of the world's ocean that doesn't have trash in it. The air is polluted. It's not being polluted. And the next power that's coming up gives about as much of a shit as America did 100 years ago when they were the power coming up. It's patriarchy, people, which only the only thing patriarchy excludes is very, very gay men. If you're not very gay, you're under that banner.
So you're just blaming it on the guys.
No, it's not the guys at all. It's the men who are controlling the whole world. There's about
the
six
men
companies.
In charge.
There's about six companies now who are and have been for a very long time. It's just less and less now. And it is men. That's not my problem. It's not women.
And actually, you know, if for the listeners who are thinking this is a lot of conspiracy theory, I found this wonderful blog entry on why Americans are so unhealthy, struggle with their weight, why are they fat? And one of the main reasons is because we subsidize huge portions of the production of corn, soybeans, wheat, and sugar, which is our key ingredients to junk food and fast food.
And we've been doing that with soybeans, the largest exporter of forever. This is not conspiracy. I'm assuming that you have listeners that are much smarter than to go, what is this just a bunch of conspiracy? There is no political system at all in the United States. It's a lobbying system. So this is what's happening, meaning it's been a lobbying system from Jump Street since the 14th Amendment was passed. Out of 300 petitions filed, believe me when I tell you 287 or something were for corporate America. Corporate America has been a sociopathic entity since the 14th Amendment, which excluded it from all rights, not human beings. Yeah, blacks got free right after the 14th Amendment. Are you kidding me? It's unbelievably ignorant is what it is. So anyone who thinks that it isn't a conspiracy, it's more than a conspiracy. It's war. There's a big difference. Meaning,
so there's a war for people's bodies.
Well, to keep people toxic and sick is to keep them controlled and managed. Better than religion does, which is toxic and sick.
It's also a way for people to make money off them. It's like you feed them a lot of food, they work for it, and then they get so sick from all this stuff, you have to pay for it.
And it's not just of people to make money. The top 15 industries are huge constitutions, as in the AMA, the FDA, all of them. You know, the insurance boys, all of them are dependent on people eating total shit, even though even the most clueless knows what shit is now. I mean, I've been talking about this for 30 years. Even the most clueless, I have been on tour for 7 books. I mean, it's not like the most clueless know, but they really don't believe that it can, like, there's no way the government would put something in food that could kill you. Yes, there is.
Well, putting the food aside, the second thing that why Americans are fat is because we build our cities and roads into optimizing them for inactivity.
That's a load of shit. Listen, it is the gluttonous society, pure and simple. Yeah. Americans are fat because for many, many, many years they've been on top. And when you're on top and patriarchy is the template, then it's gluttony, it's steal, it's get as much as you can. Again, it is not the individuals. It's not because they're not walking that much. It's because huge multi-billion-dollar campaigns are target marketed at very specific powerful groups. The $276 billion food industry, $276 billion, 85% of their consumer market are women doing the goddamn grocery shopping. Well, of course, they can depend on them never making a stand or not doing anything and just buying total shit. because they're out of control of their, they're too tired to think. They haven't had sex in 35 years. They're doing all the work and more still for one third the pay and credit. They're still got their stalker boy. Nothing's changed. That's the market that is the most powerful market for a reason, but quite downtrodden, I might add.
We're advertising to children and trying to sell them junk food?
It's beyond advertising. Target marketed. Listen, when you say that if I was one of the top five food boys and $276 billion a year was my profit, and that's what I want to get and more because you want to be bigger and bigger, I'm going to make damn sure they buy it by controlling all the shelf space. If you knew about the politics, I mean, I wrote a book called Food 100 years ago. If you knew about the politics of shelf space, it's like mafia owned. You have no idea that the two most powerful shelf space are 3 feet. That's your kid. An exhausted mother, and 5'6", which they consider the average height of the average woman. It is target marketed, deliberate, billions of dollars of campaigns targeted at you. And that does affect. I'm saying this, I've always loved people. I've always loved the consumers. I've always said you're just being screwed. Just face that you're being screwed and stop being the victim. It's confusion. It's huge campaigns. It's being totally overwhelmed in your own life. You can't make a decision about it. It's having no time, no energy. I mean, I train women. It's what I do for a living. I train on Skype internationally. I got a mother that I spoke with yesterday that I spent an hour and a half resurrecting from the living dead. She's got 3 autistic sons. Anyone? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fun. There's another symptom of our society. So it's toxic. It's deadly. And it's not just an energy. It's real. When your soil is demineralized, when the bees are dying, it's true. We're in a crisis. And the only thing you can do now is wellness for your own to survive. Otherwise, you're going to get one of those aggressive early cancers. Cancer hasn't changed.
Do you think that's part of the reason that we have a lot of immune-related diseases now?
You know as well as I do that when you are malnourished is malnourished. Would anybody ever look at the belly of a swollen bellied baby with a standard thing that we see and say, wow, I wonder if their immune system is compromised? All because someone's 400 pounds does not mean they are not suffering severely from malnutrition. They are. Millions and millions of Americans are malnourished, even if they're fat as hell, because they're not eating anything real at all. And they're eating nuclear waste for food. You want to know the food rules in my house?
Yeah, I'd love to hear them.
Okay, here are the 5 food rules. Number 1. If it glows in the fucking dark, we don't. No, listen to me.
I don't eat things that glow in the dark either.
Do you have any idea? I mean, if it is fluorescent, I run my house. I'm the head of this household. 3 children. That's the future consumer. If it glows in the dark, I don't put it in my kid's mouth. We don't put in, if it turns my kid's mouth blue, I don't give a shit what the chemical, whatever say. It's not coming into my home. Do you know how many foods that obliterates?
I don't know of Popsicles. Any food that glows in the dark, though.
Why don't you start with commercial oranges that are orange because they're dyed?
Yeah, what's up with that? It's like how much of our actual produce is being dipped and dyed fumigated like that.
I'm not even going to say organic because I've been saying it for 35 years and living it. So I'm not going to become part of the imbeciles running around saying it. You're out of your mind if you eat almost anything commercial from the American agribusiness in this day and age. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. You're pretending nothing. Well, do you know that? Okay, my son is 30. My oldest son is 30. And by the way, I'd like to say, gorgeous.
Is he single?
All my children. Yeah, we're very single in our house. We don't believe in all that. But yes, my children are. You know, you want to know why my children are single right now?
I mean, not why.
They're single. They have girlfriends and things.
Yeah.
But when you, I am the matriarch of my family. My life has gone into this family and these children and what we all have together. When a boy marries a girl. You know, marriage is what it is anyway. I'm not even going to go into that crap. In the institution that it is, 90% of the time in a divorce, the woman, of course, does all the work and takes the child. I'm not going to lose lineage like that. Like, you better be damn sure before you walk into my house.
Speaking of lineage. Speaking of your...
kidnap the grandkid.
Yeah. Speaking of your children, one of our listeners, Mark, said that he says you have to ask Susan about the time she was breastfeeding in public and someone bitched at her for it. And she told him to fuck off and then shot him in the face with milk.
I'll tell you exactly where it was. My youngest boy, who is 30, was 7 weeks old. I was in Dallas, Texas. God help me. I was on the patio of a Mexican restaurant that was very hip. And then, by the way, people, that was the 80s. I was the 90s. Stop the Insanity was the 90s. This was the 80s. So imagine 80s, you know, lots of insurance money. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sitting. Okay. I was the only person within a 150-mile radius who was using cotton diapers or cotton of any kind. Nobody even knew what the hell. So I was sitting on a porch. It happened to be the sperm. He's not the father, but, you know, whatever at the time. He happened to be working there. Father of said child, not a father because he's never acted like one. So here's the thing. I was nursing my baby with a cotton diaper over my shoulder, which I didn't even have to do, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was nursing my baby. Would you two shut up? I was nursing my baby.
I got a talk show here.
No, you don't even know. I had a diaper, you know, whatever. I wasn't, this is 1983 he was born. Nobody was nursing anything and nobody was having babies. Women were having careers. There wasn't a pregnant. Nobody's wearing midriff pregnant shit in 1983. Nobody. This big, fat, belt buckle, son of a bitch, big, blood red, steak eating bitch started literally saying, I can't believe what she's doing. Look at her over there with that indecency. And I literally turned around. I squirted him in the face. And what I said was this. You take your steak, you fat bastard, into the toilet and you eat your lunch in the fucking toilet. My son will sit here and have his lunch with me.
Wow. Bravo.
No, that was 1982. So don't even. You know what else just recently happened, which was very interesting? I was showing my son the bus system in a city, and I went down to an art store with him. It's a long story, but I had an iPod, and this is my youngest son. And these three boys walked up. I could take your fucking iPod. I could do your fuck. I could, you know, did that shit. And I turned to this one young man and I said, young man, you will not only not steal anything from me, you are falling into the hands of the white man right here. Why don't you be as dumb as he wants you to be right now? Number one, learn to speak. Number two, do not think that you can steal a goddamn thing from me. And number three, understand you're standing in front of a young child here. And I turned to get on the bus fully expecting to get stabbed. I'm not exaggerating this. I fully expected, because you don't turn your back on that shit. I fully expect, and he tapped my shoulder. And I turned around and he said, excuse me, ma'am, I'd like to apologize. And I said, that's perfectly fine, young man. I understand why you did what you did, but don't be that much of a victim. And I said, thank you for your apology. And we sat on a bus ride.
Aww.
Your sense of outrage is almost beautiful.
It's called mothering. You know what? It's mothering. And this is the difference. I'm a mother and I actually have the fucking audacity to act like it. The reason the world is in the complete shitter is because women are the largest Holocaust in the history of the world. Ongoing is women. Less than 1% of the world's wealth, blah, 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 blah. I actually have the audacity to act like a mother. And if and when the mothers do, we have a chance in hell, which I'm not waiting for and I'm not too excited about ever because it's not going to happen. So if anybody is not outraged in this day and age, you're either dumb as hell, you are dead already, or you don't give a shit. There's the only three reasons not to be completely outraged: that your world has very little air left to breathe, very little soil that isn't demineralized, and is chopping down everything it needs at the rate that you can't even plant another tree to keep up with. That's real. That's not depressing. That's good news. It's the truth.
Now, Susan, you live in what people describe as an earth ship. What is your home like?
I actually live right this moment. I just opened a living art gallery this month. It's going to open. I now live. Here's the best way to describe it. I live in complete hermitage, 20 minutes from a Walmart. I'm as off the grid as, you know, well watered, the whole thing. But I could zip in 10 seconds because I'm filming from here. What people, the reality, you know, to increase the quality of your life, you don't have to live off the grid. You don't, but you have to get off some of them. Mm-hmm. You have to get off some of them or you're screwed. And the quality of life is how you look and feel every day, what energy you wake up in, what the body that houses you. Mm-hmm. And everybody puts that aside because they're too damn busy to get any oxygen. And I hope most don't. I mean, I hope most keep doing what they're doing because the lifestyle will take care of itself.
Well, that's kind of a very unsympathetic. I mean, part of the reason I think a lot of people have such unhealthy habits is because they're just trapped. They feel like they can't get out of the hole they've dug themselves into.
It's not unsympathetic, meaning I'm not unsympathetic to that hole. However, in this day and age, you can learn. I mean, we are the most documented country in the world. There isn't anything now with the internet, which is my idea of heaven. Andrea Dworkin said it and made it very clear. The only way to be the victim is to take the prone position. You have to at some point get up and say, oh, come on. I'm eating myself to death and I look and feel like shit. Whether it comes to, and what I'm creating is creating 50 million other diseases. I just had a conversation with my son that was about adolescence and how to manage certain things. And I said, this is your responsibility. While you are changing, you must remind people of who they have loved for 14 years. They deserve that as you change. That's your job, being a good changer. He got that instantly.
What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean by that.
Okay, so when you take adolescence out of patriarchy and all the bullshit and the stupidity and all that, I never made a statement in my life like, well, I've got the terrible too. I never parented like that. Mm-hmm. I parented respect, demanding respect, having a household that, they contribute to in every way. Adolescence is chronologically, when you take it out of any culture, nothing has been more destroyed than family and children and, oh my God. I mean, we didn't even have rights to our own kids, even if they were our own kids, until very recently. People don't get that's the part that is destroyed. So adolescence is a very powerful time. You're supposed to change. It's the butterfly. It's the cocooning. It's absolutely. So it's not annoying. But as you are changing and shifting and awkwardly learning things, it is your responsibility, if you have a good family and a good home, and we do, to not forget that people have seen you for 14, 15 years as you are and loved you. That's what they love about you. So keep those behaviors in the forefront to remind them as you're changing. That's how freedom in adolescence works.
And is that the same for like somebody who is trying to lose weight? Or trying to get into shape? And it's applicable to any kind of change.
Here's the amazing thing. No, you don't have to try and lose weight. Mm-hmm. You don't have to try and lose weight. Here's how, if you live in a human body, there is only one way on the planet Earth to change the way you look and feel. It's not an opinion. Mm-hmm. You have to eat, and you have to eat a shitload of fucking food, and it has to be really good food. Have you ever met an athlete? I'll just ask you. Have you ever met an athlete who said, you know what? I just kind of don't really think about what I eat, whatever I want. I'll just, it doesn't affect my performance. It doesn't affect whether I'm going to win or lose. It doesn't affect how I feel. They're obsessed with food when they're in training. Mm-hmm. So if you want to lose weight, I teach people how to become obsessed with food because you're in training. And if you're in training, you want shit to change. Step one, you have to eat. You have to eat a whole lot. And it has to be the highest quality food for the highest quality performance. Step two, the only way fat in any way goes anywhere is it burns off. It's a fuel. So in order to burn fat off, you have to literally work your ass off. Literally from very wide, you have to work it off. That's what you have to do. There are two ways to do that. Build what is metabolically the most active tissue in the human body, which would be lean muscle mass. I got 400-pound people lifting weights like son of a bitches because when they build what is metabolically the most active tissue, their body will burn fuel very fast and activate your metabolic rate. And there's two things that do that, movement and food. So I have the solution. Now, I could tell you that until I've written 7 books on that. Mm-hmm. No, now I can be in your living room, which is why I never talk about it. I don't give a shit about fitness anymore. I don't give a shit about it. I don't care who gets fit and who doesn't, because it's so easy that it's embarrassing if you don't. If you want to get fit with me, I am in your living room now.
Interesting. In your living room, meaning that you do one-on-one coaching through Skype.
I have you sweating, Skype training. I'm in your living room. And I'm Steve Maddening your body every move. It's actually hell. It's all fitness level. So, but it's unbelievable because I can see every movement. So I train people, and the people I train get very fit and they're very happy. That's all I got to know now. I don't have to explain it. You mm-hmm. know, it's not about everybody, people who don't want to be, you can't. I mean, the Associated Press, everything they read from those stupid shows every day is such a load of shit. They're little sound bites of nothing, nothing solving the problems. You know, it's like the soda thing. Soda is funding the United States educational system, the liquid candy boys. They've been in the halls of every fucking school for 35 years. Could you stop already believing if they don't buy a 16 ounce, it's going to make, nobody's talking about the politics of it. Because people, nobody's talking about that. And the politics is the root of the problem, always.
I want to you address this common thing that we hear, which is people say this to us a lot because we're big fitness enthusiasts as well. They say to me, I'm worried if I lift weights, I'll wind up looking like a gigantic bodybuilder. And I say to them, it's always like saying that if I'm worried, if I play the cello, I'll start sounding like Yo-Yo Ma.
Well, actually, wouldn't be a bad thing to sound like, but yes, exactly. And that's the point. But I said 30 years ago, turn to the side. What's hanging halfway down your thigh is not fucking lean muscle mass. Mm. It's not what's hanging from your thighs. What's hanging from your thighs is fat. Then all you got to do is tell people one, it's one statement again, written 25 years ago. Here's the statement. 1 pound of lean muscle mass and 1 pound of fat weigh the same. They weigh a pound. A pound is 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 a pound. Like Gertrude Stein said, a rose is a rose is a rose, for God's sake. 1 pound of lean muscle mass and 1 pound of fat weigh the exact same. 1 pound of fat takes up 5 times the volume in the human body. Doesn't matter what in the human body. What's wide is fat, not lean muscle mass. And in order to get that hideous, weightlifting, horrifying look, you have 99.9% of the time take enormous amounts of steroids. And that is the polar opposite to anorexia, because no muscles are supposed, that is the extreme. They're the opposite. That is hideous. And that's not what I'm talking about. Lean muscle mass is metabolically the most active tissue in every human being's body. So you better build some of that shit if you want active tissue. Active burns fuel. One of the fuels it's got to burn is fat. I mean, this is like, I don't know, the most basic shit. But don't waste your time telling people, because I have already. They're not getting it, because the onslaught that they're getting, it's only anybody who listens to this today. There will be a few people who will really get it and their lives will change. The rest will not.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of fierce, fabulous people like you and by Shameless Care.
Imagine a world where the fear of STIs is a thing of the past. A world where you can truly be free. Sounds impossible? Not anymore. Let us take you back to the time when PrEP revolutionized HIV prevention. Remember the collective sigh of relief? The renewed sense of freedom? We're here to introduce you to a similar game changer, DoxyPEP, from Shameless Care.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPEP. Not surprising, given it's been proven up to 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. Reputable media outlets are buzzing about it, and health professionals are stoked.
And where can you get your hands on this wonder drug? Shameless Care. Of course, as a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states, we have one mission: making DoxyPEP accessible and affordable.
No, we didn't invent DoxyPEP, but we are your go-to place for getting it. The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on our HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of our physicians prescribes DoxyPEP to you. Voila! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
And here's the zinger. DoxyPEP at Shameless Care is insanely affordable. Just $109 a year. Guess what that covers? Your online evaluation, the medication, and shipping. So, ready to rewrite your story?
Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy?
Visit www.shamelesscare.com/feasts, F-E-A-S-T-S, and take control of your sexual health. Once again, that's www.shamelesscare.com/feasts. F-E-A-S-T-S. Your liberation is waiting.
Well, let's talk for a moment about fat acceptance and the recent video blog you made addressed to Large and In Charge, because there's people out there saying, listen, I'm big. I accept myself. I love myself for the way I am. I want to be this size.
First of all, the target market, the primary market is women. So we're going to talk about women here, because fat women, you know, you could be a fat guy and you're just a big guy who used to play some ball. You're a fat woman. It's fat women. Let's do that. And the diet and fitness industry, that is their target. They are their billions of victims. Okay. So it's fat women, fat acceptance. I love the way I look. Okay. If I were bewitched right now, I have asked this one question in hundreds of thousands, seminars, thousands, mm-hmm. thousands. Okay, I asked this one question. If I were bewitched right now and I could wiggle my nose and you could instantly and forever be lean, strong, healthy, and well, would you choose 300 pounds? Never has a hand gone up, because you'd be a fool to put a hand up on that question. You'd look like I'd much rather be fat. Also, intentional. Nobody intends over fat, unfit. You only accept something when some major industries and years of being beaten down and being the gender that if you're a fat girl, you don't get, that makes you believe that's all you can have. So it's not a good place to start as is. And it's not true. It's false. Lean, strong, healthy, and well is what everyone wants. I'm not talking about, I didn't say skinny. I said lean, strong, healthy, and well. But I could tell you that I am 54 years old. And what I did this morning in my practice, my movement with myself, I couldn't do when I was 20. And I'm not kidding.
You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you. I've never felt better in my life, and never, you know, the sad thing is I've really never looked better. And lesbians are so annoying to be around. You know, it's just.
Let's talk about Michigan Women's Music Festival.
Yes.
Which we have our spies there, and so they always like are reporting back to us. Susan Powder said this. Susan Powder did this. So you've had a really profound life changing experience yourself as a gay woman, as a lesbian woman at the Michigan Women's Music Festival.
Well, no, they're not connected at all. I mean, I totally and absolutely and always will do anything possible to keep going a 27-year, nothing easy about having only women meet, because, of course, everyone wants inclusion. And now that's all the rage. So then they create war. That's what they've done. I mean, that's, you know, people, now it's all the rage. I think it took Cher's son/daughter/whatever to start the rage. But now all the rage is inclusion. I don't play any of those games at all. And to me, just to be able to gather with women is fabulous. But Michigan has nothing to do with me being a lesbian at all, and nothing to do with being a lesbian, because every woman under the sun, every kind of woman, has the privilege of gathering there, and hopefully for the rest of my life will still be. But I maintain, and my children know this, and I think every woman who's been married a couple of times and has already had her babies over the age of 40 is a lesbian.
I agree.
I understand. They're afraid of the sex. I get it. They're afraid of vagina. They're afraid of their own vaginas. I get that. But every woman, like, there's no woman who doesn't want to have a conversation. I mean, I said recently to this guy, I said recently, he's a very nice man. I said to him, you do know I'm a lesbian, don't you? And he said, no, I did not know that. And I said, well, I am. And he said, well, that's fine with me, because that works. You know, if you're a really smart het boy, that's like and that's what I just said jokingly, but it's serious. Have you looked at the average 55-year-old lesbian?
I don't know how to answer that question.
Okay. Does the city Santa Fe ring a bell?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm not into any of that.
Santa Fe,
New Mexico.
You know, the practical shoes.
Oh.
You know, well, that's why I was laughingly saying, I said, the lesbians are too, God knows they're not doing anything. They're too busy spooning and sobbing.
Well, what's your opinion on bears? Because certainly gay men have kind of taken to that fat acceptance and saying, and this is what I'm actually sexually attracted to is big guys.
Well, and you know, I know, first of all, gay men, I have the greatest story about Gay Pride San Francisco 3 years ago that I didn't even know, because I didn't know these gorgeous little 17-year-old boys and 21-year-old boys. Like, they were like three and working out with their mother. They, like, it was amazing. bears have always loved me, and I've always loved bears because who wouldn't? I mean, come on. And gay, you know, there's nothing better than, you know, nothing. But bears started out as it wasn't about fat. It was about big, hairy, hunky, big bastards. You know, it was a different energy. You know, it wasn't about, it's not people saying, I love being 800 pounds of obesity. That's not what it is. And when you talk about overfat and unfit, especially when you could break it up into the gay world, I mean, there is nothing. No, how many bigger victims? I mean, for God's sake, women, check that off the list. Mothers who aren't connected, who are exhausted, who are having 2 and 3 babies. I mean, that's who I've been Norma Rayan with for 150 years. And that is the bulk of it all. It's pardon the pun. The real people just trying to look and feel good, you know, get back to getting their shit back, feeling good, especially in the summertime. Oh, my God, there's nothing worse.
Isn't loving yourself mean asking and working to get the best life possible, the best body possible, to eat the best diet possible?
I know you know some of the stuff that I talk about and do. And any of the ologies are just the big, so none of that psychology. No, there is nothing more loving. I'm talking about the physiology, and the fact that that is never discussed is the suspect. This is the suspicion. This is where it gets very, why always the Oprah? Why always the psychology? Why always that we still get, how about the physiology? There is nothing more loving, I know as a mother, because milk fed 5 children from my breasts. I produced milk, food for the human race. So I know what it's like to feed someone you love more than anything. There's nothing more loving than feeding yourself because you can't live without fucking food. There's nothing more loving than getting yourself oxygen because it feeds every cell and every muscle. Feeding is feeding yourself. That's the most loving action. I'm just talking about action. You're going to eat something anyway. When you prepare, I mean, I've done seminar after seminar, just plate it up for yourself, bitches. You don't have to be home and pregnant, but you could stop for a second, tell everybody to go to hell and put some food on a plate and sit the hell down and eat it for yourself. Forget the family, forget the husband, let the kids starve. Who cares? Just feed yourself and then you will have the fuel. That's a very loving action. And it's the simplest of loving actions. And we live in a place, unlike half the world, where we happen to have the privilege of food. So it's disgusting on many levels.
One of the most common questions I get asked by people is that they find themselves in relationships where one of their spouses, one of their lovers is getting out of shape, that they're living unhealthy, making unhealthy choices, smoking, obesity, not exercising. And their question for me is always, how do I get my husband, boyfriend, girlfriend to work out, to live healthier? And I say to them, it's impossible to change other people's behavior, but you can change your own behavior.
I tell them to go to hell.
Well, that's
no. How about look at him and say, you can be fucking exhausted and looking terrible and not contributing to, you could do that if you want. Fuck you. I'm going to go work out. Don't care about, stop already. It's your life. And by the way, the number 2 can only become 1 if 1 dies. So mathematically, they don't work well. Semicolon relationships. And look into that whole politic and you'll really get it. This is your life. I don't care who you are. It's not dress rehearsal, people. I don't give a shit what anyone eats. What I'm saying is you can look fucking amazing. What I'm saying is, I'm not kidding. Listen, well, here's what I'm saying. And this is the revival. This is real. And I've been saying this forever. I put on a pair of shorts. I didn't even think about it. I'm doing this garden. They weren't even shorts. They were like really super cute American Apparel, like boy shorts. You know what I mean? That kind of shit. I threw them on the other day. And when I stopped and looked in the mirror, I said, my God, it's so good to be able to throw on a pair of shorts without even thinking and feel great and look great and run out and garden for a moment. You can have that very easily. Why wouldn't you want that? I'm not talking about, why wouldn't you want energy versus lethargic and half fucking dead? Nobody wants toxic. Nobody wants obese. Nobody wants obese. It's a load of shit. That's why the love. And by the way, that one blog you're talking about was a direct response to a blog sent to me. And as I said, child, you're ringing the bell of every stupidity. I love being fat at 23. I love eating shit at 23. Jesus, we got no help, hope if that's what our 23-year-old young women are ringing the bell of. Mm-hmm. That is a political, that's a real statement. That's the end of the world. And when you have people feeding their children toxic waste, that it's poison, and they do, that nobody says, I want to give my kid shit that is guaranteed it's cancer. Don't even ask. Nobody says that, but it's happening. The politics of stupid.
It is very distressing sometimes when you see like a mother putting Diet Coke in a baby bottle and giving it to her kid.
That's good.
So what are you saying? Because there are people in my life, I have very good friends that I've grown up with, you know, or family members that are, you know, obese. And it's like, I worry so much about their health. And it's like, how do you even bring something like that up to them? Because I feel as though it's like, you know, talking about weight sometimes can be so taboo.
You can't. Because you can't. I can. That's mm-hmm. what I made a living do. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I can. And the reason I could always is because I don't worry, never worried about that. Way back in the day before TV, way back in Dallas, Texas, short white hair, people were throwing shit out of their cars at me, people. I was not popular with short white hair in Dallas, Texas in 1982. It was not, okay? Before any of it, when I was teaching my classes and teaching wellness, whatever, when any basically obese person would say anything, whether it's my knee is out, I would say, well, no shit, you got 400 pounds on top of it. Mm-hmm. And we would laugh. Because it's true. When somebody would say to me, well, everybody in my family is, I would say, everybody in your family is shaped like a bear. No, everybody in your family has been eating fried everything for generations. That's what I just said about the baby bottle. When you see a mother putting Coca-Cola in a baby bottle, that's from a certain region. Like that is who they, then they do have the excuse of culturally not having any. I that's just the truth. What's worse is when you see, which I did recently, people spending it was disgusting the amount of money at a restaurant for lunch, disgusting. And it was the worst food ever. I mean, I'm like, oh, this is such shit. Oil, everything else. And they're eating the same meat that anybody's, they're eating commercial beef. And I don't give a shit how much you pay for it, bitches. It's still being raised the way it's being raised. They didn't have any idea. And then they had ice cream for dessert. They're eating bovine growth hormone. What's disgusting is the total cluelessness. Mm. I just came back in November from Texas for a visit. Nobody, remember, I really do live. Okay. Nobody is, it's not, just go there for a weekend and you'll know that if that's what educated and exposed is, well, then we're pretty much fucked.
We have some questions here for you through Facebook. The one comes from Cassio Magalhães. Where do you find the energy and motivation to get back on track after achieving a certain level of fitness and then getting bored and very out of shape?
Okay, Cassio, this is why I love it. A, your name is an old recording machine. And B, this is a question because it's a terrific question. This is what I mean. You should be bored. Everything out there is shit. What is happening out there is so ridiculous. You can't go to a gym. I walked in New York recently to a gym. I walked out immediately. The smell of plastic alone was enough to make me vomit. Mm. The whole place smelled like a plastic fucking chemical bubble. That with the TV and the people and the obnoxiousness and everything, that's not what I'm talking about when I say move. Cassio, listen to me. You have to learn the art of movement and the joy of rigorous, because to sweat blood is exciting. Oh, guess what, people? Sexuality, creativity, oxygen. This is why I do what I do. I don't do it because I care about people's health. I don't. I do it because my family's healthy. I'm healthy. I look better than most people. And that was my goal all along. That's fine. No. But there are moments when you are in that, you know, sweating blood in your practice with your body. What is more powerful on earth than your next breath? Why don't you ask Steve Jobs? There's one thing he would have written a check for, all of it. Mm. He would have written a check all of it on the spot for the next however many years I know I am lucky enough to have, if I am. He would have written a check for all of it and every one of you know it. So you have to be inspired by oxygen. You have to learn that that is the thing that triggers everything. You can levitate, bitch, and know that. And you can only do that with me because I know how to teach movement. So Cassie, unless you train with me, it's pretty hopeless.
Well, the thing is like I've discovered too, especially with my exercising, is tying my exercise and my body movement with a certain breath makes it much more powerful and I can move better.
Well, I mean, let's give it the credit it's due. I start every private training session I have. It's not I don't meditate. I mean, are you kidding me? Jesus, I would, you know what? I would implode.
I can't picture you meditating, no.
Well, you're a yoga teacher, though.
I'm beyond, I don't teach their yoga. I hate the yoga industry and I hate them. I don't teach their yoga. I've stolen it back because we're not allowed on the mountaintop. There are no female gurus on the mountaintop. It's like it's like a priest on a pulpit. Yeah. We're not allowed.
There's a certain thing about yoga that it reminds me of like Catholic Church, you know, and it's like they're imposing their religious views on you when you're actually just trying to be healthy.
Well, actually, the Catholics are the ones that slaughtered them all because England took over India and destroyed everything and killed them because they were not Catholics. So actually, it's kind of brutal any way you look at it. Sure. But the fact is, it is a patriarchal religion because A, no women are allowed in. And B, you know, whatever. If you want to sit in a mountain, fine. In the meantime, if you're the real meditation, which I do meditate more than anyone, the real meditation is active meditation and being centered and being very rooted in your breath and being able to lift your leg up to the left side and stand sideways for any length of time, breathing in that. It was very powerful, but there are movements. We stole them back. My last video was trailer park yoga.
Brett Phillips asks, he says, "Stop the insanity is one of the greatest catchphrases of all time. I wonder what it's like to be so strongly identified with a catchphrase like that."
Oh my God, I love your audience questions. All of you call in or send in because I love your questions. They're good questions. It's actually the bane of my existence, not for the reason that you may think. If you've watched on any television lately, you will see a complete ripoff, a direct from my logo itself, Insanity Workouts. They stole my logo, the exact logo from the box.
Wow.
And you just have no idea. The reason it's the most terrific thing, and thank you for asking that, young man. The reason it's the most terrific thing is because it's mine. It wasn't invented. I said, "Stop the insanity. Which insanity would you like to talk about?" And it inspired new thought. So I don't connect with it now. I mean, it's been years, years. And I've written 7 books since. And my last book, The Politics of Stupid, is the title says it all. The Politics
of Stupid. That's a beautiful title, by the way.
Thank you. You know what? Listen, this is what I say to Michael. I say it to every one of them. Everybody out there talking about the issues, I understand that Flint, Michigan's down. I get it. But in the meantime, you're 400 pounds on a good day. Like, if you want to be the most political, it's what you're eating. If you want to be the most political, it's what you're putting in your fucking pantry. If you want to be the most political, it's what your children see when they open the cupboard. I have gluten-free vegan sons, not because we're snobs. We're not. I eat whatever I want because they're aware of what their choices mean to the fucking world. Because my son has spent 7 months in areas where, because we can drive through and eat the most disgusting fucking food, they've lost all their farming, and farmers are taking the chemicals and pesticides to kill themselves in the hundreds. Like, this is real, people, and it is political. And what I've been saying now is the most important thing on earth. That's why I came back to work. Wellness is the most important thing on earth now because it's the most political. What you ingest is global now, like banking. How you choose to live does affect shit that you may not know about, but you have a feeling about, because we all know that shit's bad. You know, if you just say, "Fuck you, I'm not going to do that. And yes, I will spend 3 cents more and buy it at a local store," because you know what, bitch? I'd rather do that than go down to your mega mart and in your lighting alone. The lighting alone is too offensive in most of these places.
Susan Powder, I could listen to you talk about all this stuff all day long.
Yeah, listen, you know, I have no idea. And I say this respectfully because I have no idea. It's okay. I'm off the grid, bitches. I have no idea what you do. Did not know you were connected to fitness at all. I know that I like your energy a lot on my Twitter. And if I like your energy, I'll do whatever. And you're very smart, boys. I didn't know you were. And your audience is very smart. So we should chat.
Anytime.
Anytime.
Christian Grenia, who's Elvira's number one assistant and best friend, he says that you guys are like close friends on Twitter and you chat about food all the time.
I think that I have waited all my life. I'm not kidding. For the mediums to catch up to me. I could not be more excited than I am in this day and age, because for me to be able to talk to whomever I choose, not have anyone I want on there, say whatever I want without standards and practices, because every time I open my mouth, 58 lawyer, you can't say that, you can't do that, you can't say that, you can't do that, you can't say that. And even as free as I was still totally shackled, not anymore. So to me, this is the greatest day and age. Technology is the portal where we can reach. I mean, I'm training someone tonight in England. And the fact that she's in her library, beautiful, by the way, orange lit in England, and she's sweating bullets and resurrecting from the living dead and reconnecting with her body with me, that's the hottest thing on earth.
So that's great. So you're actually like video blogging, I mean, video Skyping.
Live. I private train you.
So they meet with you, and you're giving them a little class.
Do you know this is, it's not a little class, baby. Do you know what we should do?
What?
No, no. I sit down with you and I give you a 5-month program and I'm your dominatrix. You follow it. No, no.
Wow.
I train you for 5 months. You eat everything I say. I don't care what you, I don't care. You eat, you show up when I say show up, and no matter what you do, and you should, well, that you, no, I train you. I train you. We should, I never said this, and you know what? Maybe I shouldn't. Anyway, we need to do like, we need to do like a public, some kind of very hip, very strict training, but you got to do it because my name's, it's me. And so you got to really do it, but you're already fit. So whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Susan Powder, thank you for leading the charge against these corporations who are fighting and working so hard to own our bodies and our minds.
That's exactly what's happening, and it's a very easy solution. Eat, breathe, move, and think your way back to a life of energy and strength. And in this day and age, it's very easy to do. It's very
easy. Well, if it was easy to do, the insanity would have stopped. But the insanity does continue, and thank God there are people like you to fight against that.
Well, thank you, thank you. You've been charming, young men. Send me something on yourself so I can see who the hell I just talked to.
Awesome, we sure will.
Are you on Facebook at all, or?
I despise Facebook, and Facebook knows it.
Really?
Oh, God, no.
But you love Twitter, and you love video blogging on YouTube.
Well, my Facebook is my Twitter feed only. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Facebook makes me ballistic for a million reasons. But I don't use Facebook at all. But my Twitter feed just goes through it. Because in this day and age, you know, whatever, you have Facebook up. But no, I do not use Facebook. And Twitter, I think, is poetry, literally, if in fact you have something to say. And because most don't, doesn't mean the medium isn't astounding.
Well, yeah, I mean, Mark and I have been working out pretty intensely for the last couple of years, and most recently we're doing German volume training, which is really interesting because it's very cardiovascular, but you're doing 10 sets of 10 of weightlifting exercises,
right.
And you're dealing with the fundamentals, and man, it's like our bodies are growing and the breathing is
so intense,
yeah.
It's very German.
It is very German. You know, it's German in a good way.
What you just described is German. Then there's like parkour, which is French. Listen, what I do, and it's and anybody listening, it's very simple. When you look at a ballerina's body, or a yogi's body, when you look at certain bodies that incredibly cut, incredibly lean, you know, incredibly strong, incredibly graceful and lengthening movements, it's so easy in this day and age. And there are no systems. There are no systems. You have to get back to movement. You have to not only cardiovascular, you have to increase lean muscle mass, activate metabolically. You have to, you know, oxygenate. You have to activate. You have to ignite. That's what you have to do. And you do it in a variety of ways. But the fact is, it's part of your life. Like, I don't not do movement because I feel like shit when I don't. And because my body aches when I don't. And because I just don't not do it. So how for it to become you, becoming, be here now, Baba Ram Dass. Well, that is literally in learning what a high quality lifestyle is.
My violin teacher when I was a kid, she used to tell me, you don't need to practice the violin every day, only on the days that you eat. And in a lot of ways, like, we kind of take that approach towards fitness, is that you don't need to move or breathe mm-hmm. or exercise every day, only on the days that you eat.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's actually, I adore what you just said about your violet, because that is an ancient understanding, that to be chemically balanced, to at least, you know, give your body a chance to be balanced enough to be where you need to be, whether it's playing and, you know, beautifully or whatever it is. That is very bottom line shit. Then that's why it's so ridiculous that it's all been made so complicated. You got to eat, breathe, move, and think. There's no fucking formula other than that. I said that 1,000 years ago. That's all you got to do. And you got to do that on a regular basis for the rest of your life. And you do have to make decisions in this day and age, because you can't plead ignorance unless you live in the, you know, the back swamp somewhere. You can't plead ignorance. You can't pretend you're not seeing what's going on. You can't plead ignorance. And that's being a part of the solution just every day. And that's what people are overwhelmed. They do know what's going on, and they're more overwhelmed now. That's why the insane. They're more overwhelmed now at the speed of light. But the fact is, it is all true. And the end of the world is not admitting it and not changing a few things, because that's very empowering to be able to live within and be part of solution. And it's easy. I mean, I'm growing food, kids. Don't talk to me about being a solution. And that does not come naturally for me.
What's in your garden right now?
Oh my God, I'm out of my mind. Me, number one, in a pink Juicy Couture bikini.
No. I mean, what's growing in your garden?
How do you
garden?
Fertilize that? Right.
Juicy Couture, and it has a little pink ruffled skirt and a Juicy Couture skirt to die for, this bathing suit. Okay, me is in the garden. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm filming everything and blogging. I have no idea what I'm doing, but what I know is that I can't just drive around in a car and pretend that the oil's coming cheap. It isn't. I can't pretend that anything's changed. So bit by bit, that's how you do wellness, meaning wellness on a very big level. You just bit by bit, I'm like, okay, well, then if I can fucking grow food, I'm an amazing cook, then I don't even have to. Like, I can grow food. Well, I'm not growing it and surviving on it. I can drive down, you know, ride down the street. I bike 10 minutes and I can get to a health food store. Not the point. I actually grew something. Mm-hmm. That is the most, like, that's where joy, that's where motivation, that's where inspiration. Well, that's the same thing as somebody who's been feeding themselves shit every day, having one 24-hour period where I actually fed myself nothing but good shit today. That same moment of respect and like pride and excitement. That's where it is. It's, you know, in the doing. It's in the doing of it.
Well, and almost anybody can garden. I grew up in suburban America, and my father, I mean, during the summer, I mean, it was tomatoes, it was broccoli, zucchini, cucumber, everything came out of that garden.
Then you're the luckiest man alive, and that's middle America, and that still was existing mm-hmm. then. I know, like, people say to me, I could say to you right now, anybody can get fucking lean. No. I couldn't. I have tried. I've grown Vietnamese jungles. I've grown shit that people couldn't recognize. Like, I've mutated vegetables. Gardening for mm-hmm. me has been the hardest thing ever. And the doing of it has been the most inspiring. So life is in, and I don't have good soil
You're in New Mexico. I mean, that's one of those things. And that's why probably part of the reason why, you know, that using a lot of chemicals in the soil there is because it's like things don't really want to grow in New Mexico except for like cactuses.
It's 7,000 feet up and you know, soil is soil, but life grows. And mm-hmm. I just heard, you know, listen, the top of the mountain, literally, I mean things physiologically. I'm a very rooted young person. So when I say top of the mountain, I mean, that's why I'm here. Because to be this high up and this close to what the hell you can see and what, and the air that is left, you know what I'm saying to you? It's real. It's real. Come on. I lived in LA for years. Don't tell me that's not real. Like, it's so much fresh. Oh, at least while some is left. What I am doing now is living because I worked hard too. And what I'm doing now is, you know, talk about the fruits of 30 years of parenting. I mean, oh my God. I mean, Hamlet, it's Hamlet. I mean, I have three of the most amazing sons in the history of the world. It's Hamlet. That's all I have to say. And all I have to do for the rest of my life is find the tree I want to live in, because all three of my sons are always going to make sure that I will be in the treehouse that I'm heading for soon and have been for 80 years. No, I said geodesic dome 400 years ago. So I'm heading for the treehouse, bitches.
You're going to build a treehouse instead of the Earthship that you're living in?
Well, I've already done Earthship. I've already done, like, next level is treehouse for me. And I'm going to, here's what I'm going to do. Listen, you just do me a favor, jot this down.
Okay.
There is a fabulous woman. Just jot down the Queen of Whale Cay, Jo Carstairs, and read the book. Jo Carstairs was a very fabulous, sexy lesbian in 1930 when much was sexy. And she did speedboat racing and all kinds of things. And Greta Garbo, lots of Hollywood fabulous were her lovers. And she bought an island and she lived on that island for many, many, many years. And in the beginning, there was a theft. And she called everyone on the island, all the indigenous, everyone, a little tiny island. This is 1930s, people. All I have to say is Josephine Baker, Paris, you know, oh my God, lesbians, nothing more to say. Okay. So she called everyone and said, until the food is returned, everyone, including myself, will starve to death. And she meant it. Like, we're all going to starve to death, and then it'll never be spoken about. So there was never, there wasn't anybody, didn't steal, didn't run. And she governed that island for many years. And again, many beautiful women flew down and spent some time with her there.
It was like the Isle of Lesbos.
Well, it's beyond. It's real. And you know, again, of course, nobody knows her story and nobody knows about Jo Carstairs. She also broke every speed racing record in history, which you don't know about that when you hear about speed racing. And she built her own boats. So you don't know about that either. But anyway, that's typical. That's just called having a vagina and being totally obliterated from history. The reason I bring it up, here's what I'm doing. I want an island, not a big one, a very small one. I'm thinking Fijian. Because you can still do things with indigenous cultures there, give them a little cash and say, leave me alone. I want an island and I'm going to build a treehouse community of artists. And it's going to be a complete dictatorship, benevolent. It won't be slavery because it'll be me. I'm not going to hurt anyone, but it's a dictatorship. And I actually have a vision of me hiding in the bushes, shooting poison darts at anyone who comes that isn't invited.
Wow.
If anybody could make that happen, it would be you, Susan.
That's where I'm going, baby. That's where I'm going.
Fiji.
Susan Powder, stop the insanity. Thank you so much.
Send me a copy of this. Only do it justice. If you need whatever, make sure it sounds great and that we're fabulous and funny. And send me a picture of the both of you.
Awesome. We sure will.
Bravo, boys. It was a pleasure. I'm going. Goodbye.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye, Susan Powder. Susan Powder lives in an earthship in the mountains of New Mexico.
On the mountaintop.
Wow.
7,000 feet up. Wow, that's far up.
I feel like now I can exhale after that intense interview. She's one of the most intense guests that we've ever had.
I was making sure to breathe throughout. I'm like, mind my breathing, purposeful breathing, because I don't know. Sometimes I forget to breathe.
We need to reflect on what all just happened.
That's a lot.
A lot, you know.
Well, I think some of it's a lot. Some of it is, you know, it's. I've been through it because I look in the past year, I've lost almost like 40 pounds, and I was eating like commercial food, breads, pizzas, all that kind of stuff. And I figured I must be gluten intolerant. And sure enough, I cut it out of my diet, and I've lost weight. But I'm also consciously eating more like healthy choices.
And I'm the first one to admit that there's a reason why we subsidize corn, sugar, soybeans. It's because these foods are delicious. And that's what, you know, I mean, they may not be the best foods for us to eat, but definitely there's a reason that we're doing them, is because they're easy to manipulate as grains, and they're easy to grow. And to some extent, it kind of disturbs me and bothers me a lot that a single corporation has the patent on all the major grains that we consume and sues organic farmers who are trying to grow other strains of, like...
Oh, I didn't know that was even happening.
Yeah, Monsanto, man.
I'm just always surprised, you know, with all these cooking shows and cooking magazines and people talking about cooking. It's like people that I know that, like, oh, I don't ever cook. And I just think to myself, well, what do you do? He's like, oh, I just eat out all the time. And I think, my God, that's got to be horrible. We had a guest here.
There's something comforting, though, about going out for food.
Yeah, I mean, of course there is. We do eat out, but it's often. It's one of those things where it's like you have to be able to cook for yourself. And he came over and I was making a salad and I had him like grate a carrot. He didn't know how to grate a carrot. I had to show him how to grate a carrot. And I thought to myself, wow, that's something.
Maybe this is our calling. Maybe we just need to show people like how to grate carrots in a video.
Let's go live in the dictatorship in Fiji.
With Susan Powder, you know,
shooting darts at people.
I didn't get to tell this to Susan Powder, but one of the first drag characters that I ever did in the early 90s was Susan Powder. And I shaved my head and wore a unitard and did aerobics classes.
And yelled, stop the insanity.
And yelled, stop the insanity. And then had a nervous breakdown because I was like in the closet as a lesbian.
Oh. Did you know she was a lesbian way back then?
No. We just came up with that on our own because we thought it would be funny. But then it turned out to be true.
Your gaydar worked.
My gaydar always.
But
is
I really
like
what she said about, like, what is it? Women over the age of 40 who have had kids are all kind of lesbians.
That is so true, Susan. Amen. Yeah. Can I get an amen, a woman around
or
here?
Or as like
sister?
Foster likes to say, no sexbians.
Well, some of them are no sexbians.
And they're not necessarily having sex, but they're, you know, they're hanging with their girlfriend.
But people, it's like, it's a, you know, there is, I agree with Susan, it is a war for your body right now. You know, these corporations, Mitt Romney wants to own your ass, and he wants to make sure that it's kind of like, you know what it is? It's the movie The Matrix, only it's not our brains that are hooked up to the robots. It's our stomachs.
It's our intestines.
It's our intestines. It's our guts. And our guts make them money. Mm-hmm. The more they can feed us junk food and keep us from moving, keep us from thinking and responding and taking action, the richer these corporations get.
Because they say with like a lot of those like people that eat those carb-heavy diets, they become kind of, they become depressed.
Yeah. It's, and listen, and you know, some, I think the one thing that I disagree with Susan is that people would do more if they knew how to do it. There is a lot of frustration out there. There's a lot of hopelessness. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why a perky, intense, out of control gay man like Richard Simmons can make a lot of money, because he's not just a fitness guru or enthusiast. He's a therapist for a lot of these people. And I'm sure that Susan does that as well with our clients, is that, you know,
I feel invigorated to like go do some exercise right now.
I know, I'm just like, it's our day off.
Let's go for a bike ride.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, let's breathe, baby. It's like spring, it's summer in Chicago right now, and it's glorious out there. And if this podcast can do anything, it is to inspire you to get moving, go, you know, spend a little bit more money and buy yourself some more organic produce at the farmer's market. They're open right now.
And do it looking good in an Obama rainbow t-shirt. We've got t-shirts up for sale at feastofun.com/store. Order yours today.
Because podcasting don't come free. Mm. You know, we're hosting the audio files. Unlike YouTube video bloggers where Google's owning your shit, we are posting this stuff online and making it free and available to anyone to listen to this show. Because we love you and we really want you to live the best life possible. And we hope that Susan's intense insanity, our own brand of deliciousness, can spark a fire inside you and get you moving a little bit more and eating a little bit healthier.
And, you know, staying healthy and well.
Yeah, because it's that's not, honey, it's like your sex life will be better. Your sense of righteousness will be better. You know, it's like if you really want to bring political change lasting, I mean, the
you
feminists.
Look good in a bikini.
You'll look in a pink couture bikini in your garden.
But juicy couture.
A juicy couture. But the thing about it is like, you know, the feminists were right on in the 1960s. Or I'm not sure who said this, but the personal is political. Mm-hmm. And as Michael Jackson sang one time, if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and make that change. And that is all we have for you today. Remember, Feast of Fun is not just a show once a week. It's 5 days a week. Subscribe to Feast of Fun Plus and get a delicious, life-changing, hilarious podcast in your computer, in your iPhone, in your iPod every single weekday. And you can do that at feastoffun.com/plus. We're going to leave you here with a song, Just Breathe, by Vintage Blue from their album Strike the Mics. It's a very appropriate song for today's show. All you got to do is breathe, oxygenate that body and your mind, and you will be free. That's all it takes. And we look forward to hearing from you. Share your comments and your thoughts and questions on the site, feastoffun.com, home of fabulousness. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
Bye, everybody.
Just breathe it out.